night, oh what a night. Tears in my eyes, staring up at the sky in disbelief.
This is The Daily Shift. We're here for your entertainment. Hope everyone has enjoyed their Tuesday as we get ready for Wednesday. Oh my gosh, already almost halfway through the week. And the week just keeps getting better and better. I don't think there's any slowing down this momentum. And if there is, we will jump over it like a hurdle. That being said, I know that there are some people that I've talked to. If you haven't joined the Wisdom app, I talked to them, and there are some people that are really going through it, you know. And I just want to make sure everybody's okay, everybody's having a good time. Some people, you know, just checking in on them, making sure they're okay, that can make all the difference. And some people just have that big a part, and you know what I'm talking about. Well, I'm talking about somebody specifically because they have such a huge heart that, they empathize with everybody, you know. Unfair treatment, they always, those are, the people that will stand up for you and just be there for you, you know, whatever the case may be. And I think that's important for people to have somebody like that in their lives, when they just feel like they should do something or something needs to be said, and they were literally crying, and that such a big heart. And I don't want to put them out there because I did not know if they wanted me to, but they know who they are because instead of a C they use a K in their name. I'll just leave it at that, and they know who I'm talking about at that point. Such a fantastic person, such a great big heart, and we need more of those people out there in the world somewhere, you know, because some people just can't empathize, you know, they can't put themselves in the other person's shoe or even sympathize, they can't just feel that, you know, it's just, it's interesting, you know, especially when you meet somebody like that and you feel honored that they're even sharing that kind of information with you and things like that. So thank you once again for everybody who listens to on the Wisdom app and listens live, whether it be here on the Jukebox Radio, Outside the Box Radio, or MySpin, however you listen, I appreciate you, and you deserve to be appreciated too. In fact, I do want to go ahead and I watched a movie, and I can't wait to talk about this in entertainment. It is a horror movie. A lot of horror movies are coming out. And one of them, I can't wait to see it. If you've seen The Murder on the Orient Express or Murder on the, what was it? Something on the River? Something River. I forgot what it was. But it was another Perot movie. And now another Perot movie is coming out. And also another... I can't expose all this yet. Anyway, you'll have to know when you listen to the entertainment segment. I want to talk about new shoes. I really do. When you get a pair of new shoes, do you feel like they need to be broken in or they're comfortable right off the bat? I personally have to put in those gel soles, because otherwise it's like I feel like I'm stepping on the ground sometimes. Sometimes, not all the time, but sometimes. Or do you wear them just for style? Do you wear shoes just for style? Do you feel comfort? In high heels, do people wear the gels in them? Do they insert them themselves? Because that looks highly uncomfortable. I'm surprised, no one just walks around when they're not wearing shoes of any kind or heels. They're just walking around, on the balls of their feet, ballerinas. Wait, the tips of their feet. Sorry, not the balls of their feet, because the ball is the back, right? The ball of their feet is the back. The tips of your feet, just, walking around like ballerinas, especially in high heels, Like, when, what is, okay, what is, like, your comfort? Like, some people wear, like, those PJs or the long sweats. I am, like, one of those people. I just wear shorts, and I'm good to go. And, like, I can't feel comfortable until I actually finish everything I need to do. Because if I have to get up later, it's like, what are the odds that I'm going to get up later? I'm like, no, I'll go ahead and do it now. Because the more I do and the more tired I feel, the more comfortable I am when I finally, like, oh, man. Like, that's always the best. When you have a long day and you just sit down somewhere and you're like, you know what? This is officially the comfort zone for me. I love that so much. You get it? Like, and what is your way of, like, being comfortable? Like, do you have to have, like, a snack next to you? Your favorite snack, mind you. Not just any snack, your favorite snack. I talked to a few people the other day about, like, their favorite meals, like breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and they cycled through it. There was one person that got everybody hungry. Like, they were like a blueberry chocolate burger, and that just sounded amazing. You know, we're going to talk about something here, because every time I say it now, I'm being mindful of it. And we're going to talk about it during the question of the day. And I can't wait to express it with you. I can't wait to talk to you about it. All you have to do is stick tuned. I've already talked about some of the ways to listen. Other ways to listen is if you listen to the podcast, all you have to do is type it in on any search engine, The Daily Shift, with an exclamation point, and we should pop right up. You can listen on CastBox, Stitcher, iTunes, Music, Google Podcasts, and so many other fantastic ways, Anchor.fm being one of them. That was the former name. The name known now is Podcaster. So there are so many ways to listen. So there's never an excuse. All you have to do is tune in. We're going to take a break. We're going to come right back. All you have to do is listen. And don't move a muscle. But you can breathe. Breathe. Inhale and exhale. Keep it locked right here. This is The Daily Shift. We'll see you after the break.
Oh, I'm good at keeping my distance. I know that you're the feeling I'm missing. You know that I hate to admit it, but everything means nothing if I can't have you.
When I met you in the summer, to my heartbeat sound.
Welcome back to The Daily Shift. I know I said I was going to do the question of the day, but we're going to save it for tomorrow. That's when I'm going to be doing the movie and everything else, be watching the movie during the show. Hopefully you join us for that. It's going to be a little fun. I will do quickly the entertainment. The entertainment is going to include the movie with Perot from the Murder on the Orient Express. If you're a fan of that character, Murder Mysteries, there's another movie coming out. It's a horror movie, though. It seems super interesting. I can't wait to see it. Along with the, I watched, speaking of horror movies, I watched The Cobweb. Not The Cobweb, it's called Cobweb. Fantastic acting. I give that movie a solid 7.5. But if you want to hear more about it, that means you got to tune in tomorrow, because that's when I'm going to talk about it and talk about the movie that we're going to be watching live here during the show. You won't be able to hear it, but I will be going through certain pieces of it. If you watch it with me, it's going to be I'll let you know at the beginning of the show what movie it is, so that way you can maybe possibly follow along, you know? Anyway, that being said, ladies and gentlemen, I hope everyone enjoys their Tuesday night or Wednesday morning, whatever time it is for you. If it is Wednesday morning, you start your day and you're already set for Thursday, you've already made it more than halfway through the week. Just follow through and finish out the week. And good night. But if it's nighttime and it's Tuesday and you're heading to bed and you're ready to call it a day, then good night. This is The Daily Shift. We'll see you next time. I apologize once again for the no questions, no facts, or anything like that. We're calling it quits early here today. So that way, you have a fantastic day, fantastic night. We won't bother you anymore. We will see you all next time. Thank you for joining us.